Recovering Jesus by Tony Campolo. A friend of mine had his TV turned on one morning in early December when he was taken aback by the strange announcement of a newscaster. "I have something disturbing to report," were the words that caught his attention. "Someone has stolen Jesus." Sometime between midnight and 3 in the morning, someone took Jesus from the manger scene that sits outside the county courthouse. If anyone in our television audience has any information that could lead to recovering Jesus, please contact the station as soon as possible. We very much want to get Jesus back where he belongs. It doesn't take much of an imagination to be amused by that announcement, or to glean all kinds of messages from it. Each Christmas, it is easy to get a sense that Jesus has been taken away or gotten lost amidst all our harried activities, decorations, and presents. During the holiday season, we may want to put Jesus back in the center of things where he belongs, but we all know that recovering Jesus involves a lot more than getting some plastic Jesus returned to a crib on the lawn of a courthouse in St. Louis. If the real Jesus is going to be recovered this Christmas, we will have to make room for him in our hearts and minds. Whether that plastic imitation is ever found only has symbolic meaning, but making room in our lives for the real Jesus is what is desperately needed. Each morning, try to make room for Jesus through centering prayer. I empty my mind of extraneous thoughts and try to create that sacred space that the ancient Celtic Christians called the thin place. I establish a subjective condition wherein there is receptivity for an invasion by Bethlehem's Jesus, and when in stillness that invasion occurs, I experience a wonder-filled recovery of the real Jesus. This, unquestionably, is the best of all second comings. Prayer. Holy and faithful God, help us to recover Jesus every day. Help us not to be distracted by all the attractive things of this world while serving you and our global neighbors in this world. Amen. Discussion questions. 1. What keeps us from recovering Jesus in our lives, especially around Christmas time? 2. Are we willing to take the time and discipline to recover Jesus daily? If not, why not? 3. What practices, such as centering prayer, have been helpful to you in recovering Jesus? Quote, "An invasion by Bethlehem's Jesus in stillness is the best of all second comings." Tony Campolo, Ph.D., is Professor Emeritus of Sociology at Eastern University in suburban Philadelphia, a media commentator on religious, social, and political matters, and the author of a dozen books and numerous videos. He has served on Alternative's Honorary Board of Directors since its inception. If you enjoyed this article, you'll also enjoy these resources. It's Easy Being Green. Or, Serve God, Save the Planet. Or, The Art of Debt-Free Living.